Hey, listen, there is an article you did not write. Let's just start here and plow through a couple of these quick in the Chicago Tribune. You write about the food scene. You've got a nice restaurant review, some Japanese places that I think you'll enjoy hearing about. But there was also an article that said, here are 10 places to find a great meal along the overpriced dining wasteland of Chicago's Mag Mile. Is the Mag Mile a dining wasteland?
Well, if we found 10 good ones, I would argue maybe not.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can think of 10 other ones that we didn't mention in there. Wasteland, to me, might be...
Well, you didn't write this article. You don't have to agree with everything somebody else writes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get frustrated sometimes. If you walk from Water Tower Place to the museum, to the Art Institute, say, you're going to see a lot of shops. You're going to see some Starbucks. There are no inviting storefront restaurants, cafes, bistros, burger joints, not even high-end restaurants unless you know where to go.
Right.
I don't think it's a... Michigan Avenue is not a dining... It's not easy to dine on. Let's put it that way.
It's very hard to walk into a restaurant from the sidewalk and be there. So many places are upstairs, mostly because the landlords would prefer to lease space to retail operations by 2-3 floors at a time and get people in that way. And so the restaurants get kind of shunted aside into maybe the less desirable parcels of real estate.
And then if you were looking for... just, you know, a good sandwich and a salad on Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
You want to spend $12.
Oops.
What? Is that an unreasonable request in the
city? I'd say your first half $250 is a bus fare.
Come on, help me out here, Phil.
It's very difficult to dine
$15
inexpensively along Michigan Avenue. I will say that Bandera, a restaurant dear to both of our hearts.
I love that place.
Even if it, as again, up a flight because it didn't get, it doesn't get street level.
You got to find it.
That's a very good and economical place to stop in.
Economical, yeah. But okay, so if you do go to Bandera's, you can get a really delicious French dip sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a macho salad, which is a meal unto itself, and it's really good. Both of those are... $15.
Right.
And then if you're going to have a beer or a soda, you're in and out for $25, $23.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. And that's sit-down white tablecloth service, too, unless you're sitting at the bar. I'm looking for something a little easy. I don't want a TGI Fridays. Wouldn't it be nice if there was something in between?
Right. Yeah, it's the not-so-magnificent mile is where you want to go. Actually, once you get south of the river, you see a lot of little shops, the little Wow Bows and places like that. You can just stroll right into a Naff Naff, the places that are the kind of food you want. But at the moment... The prices being commanded by that part of real estate will keep those guys out of there.
Okay, but the 10 places on the not-so-magnificent mile include the Albert Beacon Tavern, which is where the Sun Times used to be. Tavern is over by, there was a McDonald's over there,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of on the river. Just think not too far from Trump Tower, behind the Wrigley Building. That's a nice place.
It's a beautiful place.
And that's a salad and a sandwich and a beer. That's not bad.
Right.
Not right
and
on Michigan Avenue, but a good choice.
You can also do a much more involved evening meal if you really want to. They do a really good job.
If you want to eat inside Eataly, I don't know that you do, but you can, and they put that on the list.
And, you know, the prime rib sandwich that they have at Eataly, if it's still there, was life-changing when I had
really
it the first
good.
Time. Really, really good. It's not... except for maybe one spot, it's not formal sit-down dining. It's kind of like you got your pizza station over here, and but you do get to sit down. And that's very, very reasonable.
You know where they have a place you can walk into? It's a half a block off of Michigan Avenue. It's Lowry's. They do have a pub there. You know,
exactly.
It's a bistro. And
mm-hmm. Carved sandwiches.
Carved sandwiches.
Yeah,
Indian Garden is on the list in the Tribune.
Yeah. That's, again, you're going east of Michigan Avenue by a couple, three blocks.
Another place you'd walk by is La Briola, which is near mm-hmm. Bandera. And you're going north on Michigan Avenue from the river. You're past the Tribune Tower. To your right, you'll see a little gateway. Go through there, and there's a restaurant off the block there.
Yes.
Italian. Not bad.
Very good. And Rich La Briola is one of the most best unsung baker in the city of Chicago. He makes great breads and pizza crusts, and he actually supplies a lot of restaurants that don't make a big deal of announcing
kidding,
it.
Really.
Yeah, he does a lot.
The Purple Pig is on their list, and that's... again, just north of the river on the left-hand side, It's called the Purple Pig. I've only been there once or twice and have never understood the attraction. You really like that place.
Yeah. When you went in, you were in the original location.
Yep.
Very small, very cramped.
Tight.
You're sitting on top of everybody.
Yes.
My favorite story I like to tell people, I was having dinner at Purple Pig, sitting across from my companion, and, you know, people on either side of us hemmed in because we're at this communal table, and I mean, it's one of those things where you have to reach for your napkin, and you just kind of put your hand down by where your napkin's supposed to be and do it that way. I had a little something on my fingers, and I did say, wow, they really invested in some very nice napkins here. And then I realized I was touching my hands to the very expensive cashmere scarf on belonging to the woman next to me. So wherever you are, I am really, really sorry that I didn't stand up for that. But
to which,
if you found sauce on your scarf, it wasn't you, it was me.
To which Mrs. Vitel said to her husband, the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune, I can't take you anywhere.
Exactly. Now they've moved into a new place. They've gone a couple of doors south. They have lots more room, a big kind of cool chef counter where you can sit at the counter and watch the chefs do their work.
The food's good.
Yeah, and it's always good. And you know, Jimmy Vannis Jr. runs the place. He was given the Rising Star Chef of the Year award by the James Beard Foundation about 5 years ago.
I will try Purple Pig again. One other just to comment on, then I want to move on to your latest review. Spiaggia and Cafe Spiaggia.
Yeah. One kitchen, two restaurants. So you'll save an awful lot of money at Cafe Spiaggia. And some other places that are there that weren't mentioned besides Bandera, they didn't get to Billy Goat. You know, you can still go down to Billy Goat.
Go downstairs. And by the way, of all of the places we talked, Billy Goat is the least glamorous. I mean, it's a tourist stop, but it's just hamburgers and potato chips. It's kind of a dirty bar.
But if you ask for the secret Obama burger, it's a nice burger. You have to ask for it.
Really? I didn't know about that. What is that, a cheeseburger?
It's a cheeseburger, and they put a fried egg on top of it.
Nice.
And what happened is in 2016, he had a campaign headquarters not far from here, and late night they would just go down there, and so many of his volunteers were eating there, they came up with a, hey, could you make us this kind of burger? And he did, and that became the secret Obama burger.
So it's on the menu without it being on the menu.
That's right. You have to know.
In the Tribune, 10 places to find a great meal along the overpriced dining wasteland of Chicago's Mag Mile. Phil Vitel did not write that. He did write a review, though, of Kumiko and Kiko.
Yes.
Not too far from here.
No, it's out on Lake Street before you get to Halsted Street. It's kind of, you shoot by it the first time, you'll miss it. It's really hard to find, but it's a very good upstairs and downstairs concept. Downstairs is a 10-seat omakase bar that serves a very involved, multi-course Japanese menu. The chef's in front of you cooking. The bartenders are right next to it making stuff. It's a really immersive experience, but it is $130, so it's kind of expensive. Upstairs, the main dining room, that's where they have essentially a whole room dedicated to bar snacks, of which there are about a dozen, and no more. None of them is higher than $13.
And they start at $3.
Yeah. Just for a little bite here, and they make
these
really good cocktails. The creative director is Julia Momose, and she's Japan-born and really into sakes and Japanese spirits. And
so is this Kiko or Kumiko?
Well, her cocktail's on both ends, but upstairs is Kumiko. And if you go at the bar, there's a very good chance that Julia is right there at the bar and making cocktails for you, and you're eating. She said it's like the world's greatest cocktail party with these unbelievably good appetizers and world-class cocktails. And that's pretty much exactly what's going on there.
You're right. The 12-course menu that you just referred to is $130. But if you want to do the $3 to $13 with the cocktails and go to that cocktail party Wednesday through Sundays at 630 West Lake, and you give it 3 conversation-friendly stars.
Yeah, the chef, Maria Russell, is a name to watch. She's really talented.
You are the champion of the Food Bowl.
I am.
I want to talk about that after this. Phil Vitel is the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. What's the Food Bowl, Phil Vitel?
The Food Bowl is our second annual. I can say annual now because we're going to have another one. It takes place in the last 2 weeks or change in August, and it begins on the 14th with a little party and kind of places you can go eat around. But we're having at City Hall, not the City Hall, but the restaurant City Hall that's out on West Kinzie. And there, it's just a series of events, all individually priced, and you can participate. Some of them are just free for, you know, you can just go in, and some places you pay for specialty dinners. We have a, we're having several events up and down the Riverwalk that'll be kind of fun.
I like to think of it as a more interactive restaurant week. It's not just restaurants serving food, but there's themes, there are interactivities.
Yes,
kids, there's a kids in the kitchen thing going on.
You should do my marketing. That was much better than what I started out saying.
I think what you're doing is really good, and it, and I know it's your baby. There's brunch and lunch. A restaurant can so, but now, but this is your appeal to get restaurants to participate as well as to
right.
tell people to go in August.
Right. In fact, one of the things we didn't do is structure it unduly. We went to the restaurant community and said, what kind of fun events would work for you? And so for the second year, we're going to have a boat trip where you get on the boat at the Riverwalk, just west of here, and ride down the river, and then you get off at Bridgeport and walk a little bit, and then you're at the Duck Inn
nice.
In Bridgeport. And so you have food in the way, and then you have a little meal there, and on the way back, they're going to have drinks and cognacs, and my understanding is perhaps a cigar or three, if that sort of thing appeals to you.
Delicious sandwiches at the Duck Inn, among other things.
Mm-hmm. Anything with the word duck in it, you know, and they do really good. They do great stuff, and so that's just one of the events. Diana Davila, the very well known chef, is for the second year doing her comida de mi abuela, the food of my grandmother, with three other chefs, and they're going to talk about how family and generations inform their cooking, and then there's food at the end of it.
There's pop-ups and parties. There's a test kitchen event where you can attend. There's panels and talks, kids in the kitchen. There's exclusive dinners and dishes. There's the riverboat trip that he talked about. There's a cocktail thing. There's brunches and lunches. They're looking for you to go, but also you to participate if you're one of the people that provides those things. What's the website people go to kind of get involved?
It's easy, foodbowlchicago.com.
It's a food bowl. It's in Chicago. They were able to secure foodbowlchicago.com as a website.
Yeah. And it will be fun, and some of these events, maybe a lot of these events, are going to sell out. So take a look. You can get on that site and see all of them and see which ones appeal and get involved or
always,
have fun.
Always a pleasure to read you. Always a
Thank
pleasure
you.
To talk to you. Thank you, Phil.
My pleasure.